Hi guys, Austin here with Bree and Evan. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about delight in life. We each are going to give our own story about a moment in time that we were all delighted. So we have a video here that could help explain delight in a sense of sports. This clip here is of the Vikings scoring a touchdown against the Green Bay Packers and the celebration afterward. The commentators will be talking over the clip to explain what's going on, because we are not very good at commentating, so... All right, how do you feel that really explains delight for the Vikings themselves,
Bree? I really like it because even the commentators say, like, hey, that was a really good celebration, and then just everyone in the crowd just celebrating it with them. So I think that's just
And it wasn't really anything special, was it? It was bobbing.
No, it was just a normal touchdown.
It looked like a middle school dance, all right?
Yeah.
So everybody was just in a circle, just kind of bobbing around, shoulders going up and down, just swaying.
Yeah. It wasn't a special game or anything. They're just their normal dance, I guess.
Yeah, they're just chilling, honestly.
Yeah. All right, so how about you guys tell me about some words that you would use to describe delight?
I'd use, happiness.
Maybe some things that, make you delighted.
Being excited.
All right. When I think of delight, I more think of, like Evan said, the excitement of life and just the experiences that we all have that can be said as delightful.
Yeah, and for us, things that we, are excited about, graduation next year, life, moving on from high school.
Moving on, that's a big one.
Moving on from high school. Mm-hmm. And then I would just say, even the little things in the moment, friends, family.
Coffee.
Hobbies.
More coffee.
That's fair. Sports. All right, we will now share with you some personal stories of delight. Act 1, moving into delight.
To start off, we have Bree talking about a moment in delight. She'll be talking about, and with us, the end of a race and feeling when she finishes and crosses the finish line.
All right, so from waking up at 3 a.m. to waiting in lines of thousands of people, I absolutely love every single moment. But one moment outshines the rest. 3 a.m., my alarm clock goes off. My grandma and I get dressed, grab our phones, headphones, water, and a banana. We get to the race where thousands of runners are stretching. We find our gate, which is the 2 hours, and we begin to stretch. An hour later, we get ready to cross the line to start our race. The countdown begins as everybody yells, 3, 2, 1, go. We run the first 3 miles together, then my grandma tells me to go win this thing. I did the next 10.1 miles running by myself, feeling like I was going to pass everyone I saw. My goal was to finish under 2 hours. When the finish line was finally in sight, I can see the big clock, but I can't see the time yet. As I get closer, I realize it was 1 minute, 1 hour, 25 minutes, 45 seconds. When I cross the finish line, they announce that I have won my age division. Brandon Newton, our 14 to 21 age division half marathon winner, with a time of 1 hour, 26 minutes, and 7 seconds. The feeling of delight as I cross the finish line. Maybe it's knowing I just finished 13 miles, or maybe it's the feeling of my name being announced for the first time as the winner of my age division.
A question I have is, what exactly made you feel that moment of delight when you crossed the finish line?
Just seeing all the people, cheer for me. And then at the very end, there was a bunch of the half marathon, winners that were there. The first three people, I think, were there. And they all, congratulated me and hugged me. And, I've seen them multiple times. They've won, multiple marathons, half marathons all over the country. And I think that, knowing that, I'm a part of that now, I'm part of, the winner category or whatever. And then also knowing, I was 16 competing against 21-year-olds that have been in track and have, done cross country and stuff like that, and then have ran in college, and I clearly have not. And so just being a part of that.
That's really cool. My question is, why didn't you really want to eat breakfast that morning? For me, I like my breakfast. You had your banana and water. I just don't.
Well, when you're going to go run 13 miles, like eating a big breakfast is probably not the best idea.
Not good.
Especially when it's super, like it was pretty hot out. I was running in Mississippi. So that's also part of it. It was in January, but it was also just like the fact that it was like pretty hot out, and it's also like in the morning. So it's like that awkward, like humid temperature.
And the fact that you were just running.
Yeah. So. And so like before races, like I don't really, in general, I don't eat breakfast most of the time, when I do, it's just like a banana or something like that. And then I just down a bunch of water before I race. Right.
So like coming off of that, what was like your feeling right before the beginning of the race? Because you had your breakfast, you were getting ready,
mm-hmm.
you felt like you were ready.
Yeah.
What was going through your head? Like, were you like, oh shoot, I'm not going to make this? Or were you like, I got this, this is going to be easy? What was your process?
So like whenever I wake up like super early before the race, like I always like have that like kind of nervous / excited. And then like also the feeling of like, I don't want to ditch my grandma, but I also don't want to like stay with her and like end up being behind. Like my grandma's really fast, but like she's not also like gonna win. So I was like, okay, I got this. And so kind of just before the race, I was thinking, like, I was going into the mentality of like, I'm not gonna win because I don't want to be like overly confident, but I was just going into it like, I can do my best, and as long as I'm under 2 hours, like I will be happy with
myself.
So
you had a goal and you reached that goal.
Yeah,
you broke that goal
by
easily.
A lot. Yeah.
So it's the mentality of what if you won the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you were over 2 hours. Would you have felt the same amount of delight? Or do you think that would have been...
I knew going into it, if I got over 2 hours, there was no possible way of winning. Because the person that was after me only, like, I only beat them by, I think, like 2 or 3 minutes. So it wasn't, like, more... So there, I knew that there was going to be, like, way more people that were, like, ahead of me in my age division. Because, like, the person who finished first was at, like, 113.
Oh,
versus
wow.
I was at 126.
But
so.
That's not bad. You're 13 minutes behind number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the grand scheme of running, like that amount of time is actually
true.
A long time. Like even
but
if you're,
they are professionally trained.
Yeah, they're
right?
Yeah, they're professionally trained.
You're a high school student who decided to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I've been running for a very long time. And this
true.
Isn't my like first half, but yeah.
Everyone has their own story of delight. Breeze was finishing that race. Now we'll hear from Evan's story.
Moving into the future, at two. After high school, I'm going to go into the Army, and I'm going to go to basic and get yelled at a lot by all the drill sergeants, and it's going to be really tough, and I'm going to have to push myself physically and mentally, and then I have to go to training for my job, and that's a 15-week long training where I have to stay physically tough and mentally while learning what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life. And then after those 15 weeks, I have to go to an even harder training, which is the Ranger training, which is like the special, not special forces, but like a special branch of the Army that's really tough and harder than the average. And most people drop out within the first 2 weeks. And so I'm going to have to push myself to my physical and mental limits. And that is what will bring me delight in the future.
So you're saying just the experience of pushing yourself to the limit and knowing you were able to do this is going to give you delight?
Yes, to know that I can push myself to the limit of any physical being and be able to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
A new person, right?
Yes.
What are some things that like are going through your mind going like into it, going like, I can do this, I can, like, what are some things that are like keeping you going, I guess?
I can't really, like, there's nothing else that I feel like I really want to do, and this just, it feels like the best option and something that I'd be really proud of in the future, and that will I'll be most delighted about when I get older.
So this is like your lifelong journey. This is your holy grail is to retire as a ranger, you said?
Yes.
Yes. So you want to become that ranger. You want to become one of the elite people in the army, right? Elite specialties. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think anyone could find delight in being the top of what they can do, but thinking of you are the top in the country with just being a part of the United States itself and becoming a ranger and being in the top 1%
mm-hmm.
of everybody in the army in the United States. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not trying to be too humble.
Yeah. Just being a ranger isn't like the highest, but it is up there. And because like the highest is the special forces, which I would also like to try out to be in, but you have to be 21 to be able to do that. And
but then you'll have lots of training.
Yeah, but then I'll be prepared and ready for that. I've just been thinking about this ever since I can remember. It's the only job that I really wanted to do.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do something like that. I just can't do guns in general. But, like, that'd be really cool in order to do something like that. I don't know. I just keep repeating myself because that's pretty cool.
We will now be moving into Act 3.
Act 3, The Moment of Delight. For the first act, Bree talked about the end of her journey and the end of hard times and the light at the end of the tunnel. Evan talked about the beginning of his journey and what is going to inspire him to keep pushing. For me, I am going to be talking about reaching the peak. Itself, I haven't done too much in my life, really. The main thing that I find delight in is being able to know, hey, I can keep going. I can keep doing this. For me, I like to lift a lot. So my seventh grade, eighth grade, freshman and sophomore year, I did consistent lifting almost every day, if not every other day, for those 4 years. And my favorite point in all of that was just the fact of reaching the peak of any lift. Knowing that I can keep going and I have the ability to push further into just the lift itself and I can become a better person by putting everything I have into this. I'm speaking of like deadlift and bench. Bench is the moment when you're coming down and then you power up. Moment when you get to the top and you're like, that wasn't bad at all. When you're trying your new weight for the first time and just going again, getting 5 to 10 reps and you're like, holy cow, this is really good. I'm good. I can keep going. Even though you see the people next to you doing twice your weight, it doesn't matter as long as you feel that you are improving. That's how I see it. Just the moment of feeling accomplished is my moment of delight.
That's really cool.
What's the lift that makes you like feel the best, gives you the most delight to accomplish?
My favorite lift was deadlift. The main reason was because I was in one of the higher groups of deadlifters in the school for a while. And I felt really accomplished by that, being able to keep myself moving and to keep improving and staying with everybody. And that was just my favorite, being able to know I can pick up. It sounds dumb. I am somebody who can pick up and set down weight where it doesn't show any improvement except in your mental and physical being. It doesn't help anybody else but yourself. And I just like the fact of being able to do it.
Yeah.
So,
is there any specific like times that you can remember where like you were like, that was a very good lift, like the whole lift in general, not just like the one set or the one rep?
That was actually one of my last lifts before I got hurt.
I remember we started off with just our normal stretches, and then we got straight into our power clean, where we thrust the bar using our hips to our upper body to catch it on our shoulders. And I was getting pretty good at that, and I was just rocking and rolling through that, doing a lot better throughout the summer. Then we eventually went into some upper body stuff and deadlift. That was also the time where I pushed my upper body, did the most push-ups I did, and I remember that. And then right afterwards, I didn't completely reach my goal for that lift of getting 365 for deadlift. That was my goal all sophomore year, was to lift a year. That was my thing.
Right.
So I reached that, but the thing was, I wanted to keep that. I reached it about a week or two before then, but I wanted to keep it. I didn't quite get that high, but I did, I think it was about 325. Yeah, something like that. And I was just able to get that down really consistently. And it just felt good knowing that I can keep going after one, three, even five lifts. I knew I could just keep going. So that was one of my favorite moments. To end off, I have the idea of finishing out the lift, being able to complete it and keep going. That's just how I feel like I can improve in this world and just help become a better me myself. So it's going to help a lot through my future and hopefully just be able to keep me going through life.
These were our three personal stories from when we experienced delight or when we will. So past, present, and future times of delight in our life. Hope you enjoyed.